true life drama by Gavin Hood, based on the true story of Catherine Gunn, who worked in GCHQ and was a whistleblower in the run-up to the Iraq War. She leaked an email that basically showed that US intelligence was attempting to fix a proposed UN Security Council resolution vote on war. She was prosecuted under the Official Secrets Act and hounded. And in the centre of the film is Keira Knightley as the whistleblower who goes to court after the email is published in The Observer, and her whole life implodes. She is almost accidentally heroic. Here's a clip.
Catherine, you okay? Ben's already in the courtroom, but he wanted you to meet Martin Bright. He's covering the trial.
Catherine, it's an honour.
I'll be in the press gallery. Hope that's all right.
Yeah. You took a real risk.
No, you took the risk. I think what you did was extraordinary. I think what you exposed was extraordinary. All our institutions failed us. The government, the intelligence services, the press, they failed us categorically. Even my own paper supported the war before that memo.
Well, thank you for being here.
No, thank you. It's important what you did. It matters.
So the film has an all-star cast: Matt Smith, Tamsin Gregg, Matthew Good, Ralph Fiennes, and it's made with the cooperation of many of the original key players. And it's a good story, and it deserves celebrating. I have to say, Keira Knightley is very good in the central role of, as I said, the almost accidental hero, somebody who has, and this is said quite clearly, nothing to gain and almost everything to lose by doing what she does. And what Knightley captures brilliantly, and again, this is to do with not through things that are said, but through gestures and facial expressions, the real doing something because your conscience demands that you do it, and then almost immediately regretting having done it because you realize just what the consequences of what you've done are. And there's one brilliant shot, which is a kind of long distance close up on her face as it starts to really dawn on her just how dangerous and precarious a position she and her husband are in as a result of this. And she plays it brilliantly. It's really, really well done. And I absolutely believe in that performance. And it's subtle and it's nuanced. And she's terrific in it, which is good because some of the other performances are a little bit pantomimey. There's particularly a colourful portrayal of Roger Altman, the Observer editor, who's kind of played almost as a kind of cartoon caricature. There is a performance by Rhys Ifans as a journalist who has a reputation for being somewhat eccentric, but as played by Rhys Ifans, seems to have wandered off the set of Notting Hill and gone and got a job.
Right.
There's also a kind of a struggle to inject tension, real built tension, into scenes of people copying floppy disks and photocopying, which is quite hard to do. And actually, I think the film manages to do it quite successfully. It is also fairly on the nose. It's not above having the kind of discussions that people don't really have in newspapers, in which people explain the plot to each other. And there's a moment when they specifically invoke All the President's Men, which is very dangerous because, as we were saying before, I mean, All the President's Men and The Post are two very rare examples of movies that do actually capture. I know there was a brilliant Marina Hyde piece recently about journalists always complaining about journalism on screen isn't how it is, like doctors are how it is, or like astronauts are how it is.
Police.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't get special, but it's true that it's a hard milieu to capture. Mm. And I think this makes the same sort of broad strokes that many films do, which I think All the President's Men actually doesn't. One thing about All the President's Men is you think you are in that office because sometimes you can't hear what people are saying. And often what they're saying doesn't seem to make any sense. But this is absolutely saved by the Keira Knightley performance at the centre of it, which gives it nuance, gives it depth, makes it feel real, makes it something more than a kind of... I mean, as I said, it's a very good story. It's a story that deserves telling. I could have done with a little more subtlety, a little more soft pedal, a little less feeling that it had to play to the, you know, to the back of the crowd. But I think Keira Knightley is right there in the middle of it, guaranteeing that it has the subtlety and the nuance that it needs.